Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts.
Earplay presents Right Between the Ears, a radio review written and performed by Dudley Riggs' Brave New Workshop.
I got a whole bag of chips here.
Hey, Harry.
Yeah. Harry.
Will you give us another couple of
beers? Can we have a couple more beers, Harry?
We're closing up here, buddy, son.
Yeah, go water your glass.
Yeah, go water your whiskey. You know, I was reading in a newspaper, Jerry, the other day. They found another one of them Nazis.
Nazis?
Nazis, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Uh-huh.
Incognito or someplace.
No, it was right here in America. Some guy used to be a prison guard.
Yeah. They're all over the damn place.
Damn near. They turn up another one every month, it seems like.
Yeah. They got these secret organizations in South America.
They got them here. You ever try and join the Shriners? Good luck.
They get their new fingerprints, and they change their stars, uh-huh. And the next thing you know, they're running a business in Dubuque.
God, they're clever devils. They're just waiting for another crack at it, too.
They're everywhere.
Damn near.
Yeah. They got all the money, too.
They run the banks.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way of telling them that, you know. They're such clever devils.
Uh-huh. Truman Capote's a Nazi. I ain't kidding. Truman Capote's a Nazi. Listen, I could tell you things you wouldn't believe. Jerry Lewis is a Nazi.
Go jump in the lake.
Yeah, listen. If this ever gets out in the open, you remember who told you.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I've heard the whole Philadelphia Flyers hockey team is Nazi.
Sure. Secretariat's a Nazi.
Oh, he's a stinking horse.
That's what they'd have you believe, because they're such clever devils.
Yeah, you sort of gotta admire them.
Oh, yeah, they built awfully good roads.
Yeah. Hey, there's never been a better car than Volkswagen.
They got Lufthansa off the ground.
And you know what? They got pride of
country.
Pride of
country.
Yeah, which is something we ain't got enough
of these days.
Nope.
They have flags waving, people singing patriotic songs.
Yep.
Big eagles and all the buildings.
Smart uniforms, too.
Oh, mighty smart uniforms.
Yeah.
And how they love to march.
Good marchers make good fighters.
I'll drink to that.
And let's face it, Barney. They were the best the world has ever seen.
You're damn right they were.
Yep.
You know, Jerry, this is a fact. No opinion. We would have taken care of those Russians for you if you Americans had just kept your hands off.
What?
Oops.
What do you mean, you Americans?
Americans.
Oh, what the hell? Can you keep a secret, Jerry?
Sure.
Jerry, I'm Martin Borman.
Really?
Uh-huh. Everybody's been looking for me in Argentina, and I've been hiding out here in St. Paul since 1957.
So that's how you came to know about Truman Capote.
I know all those guys.
Well, look, hey, how come you're working down at the Ford plant if you're Martin Borman?
It's a front. Do you think Martin Borman would do a stupid job like that if it weren't part of a larger plan?
Well, you've been there 23 years.
It's a front, I'm telling you. Listen, the whole American Nazi Party's taking their orders from me.
Hey, now that you mention it, I've seen you on TV. What was that show, G.I. Diary of World at War?
Yeah, that's me, that's me. Hey,
Marty, that's one of my favorite shows.
Oh, thanks, Barney. You know, Barney, we're going to overthrow the government this Halloween. And I want you to know that when it happens, I'm going to make you ambassador to Norway. Because I know how you appreciate a good sardine.
Yes, damn nice of you, Marty.
And I tell you, it's going to be just like your good old days again, pal. And you and me are going to be right up there on top where we belong.
Yeah, and every Sunday, we can have a parade.
A parade, you bet.
And you and me are going to be the leaders.
Sure we will. We'll be generals.
We'll make speeches, and we'll give each other medals.
Can I have the Iron Cross?
Yeah, you can. Anything you want. We'll nationalize a bowling alley.
Terrific.
Stay out late.
Stay all ladies. Ladies. We'll do what we want.
Yeah. And anybody we don't like, we're going to send them into exile. In Lapland.
You bet. And anyone we really don't like that little bugger floor manager down at the plant. You know what we're going to do?
You might as well die. What's he going
to do? This clown here, you know, we're going to do to him, don't you?
Barney, you're not on that kick again about you being Martin Borman, are you?
go to hell. Is the light still on in the men's room?
Yeah, it is. Hurry up, will you? I'm closing up.
Oh, get off my back. I'm Martin Borman, I'm telling you.
Oh, that poor slob. Every time he gets a couple of beers, and then he claims he's Martin Borman. It's pathetic.
Yeah. Well, I guess that shoots Norway.
Squeaky tackled by 34, 48, and others. And that's the halfway score. Michigan 34, the Minnesota Gophers 0.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Gopher pride rests not only in their fine athletic team, but in the vast array of musical talent possessed by the University of Minnesota Marching Band. Today, the marching band proudly presents a salute to bigotry. And what better way to begin right here in Minnesota than with a salute to bigotry against the red man? Sit back and enjoy our first musical offering in the land of sky blue waters as the members of the brass section recreate the grim finale to the Sioux Uprising of 1852. 38 members of the Indian American Society will be hanged by the neck until dead on the lynching post set up on the 50-yard line. Portraying the cheering townsfolk and federal troops will be members of the horn and tuba section. Chum, 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 chum. Moving along to the present day, we present A Raid on a Gay Bar to the tune of Tiptoe Through the Tuba. Members of the percussion section portray officers of the Minneapolis Police Moral Squad as they club 200 moaning, screaming, and bitching homosexuals as the latter group begs for mercy and understanding. The boys are portrayed by members of the flute section. To the tune of that old favorite, Darktown Strutters Ball. Members of the University Afro-American Club, hiding out in the stands, will throw Molotov cocktails onto the field, which is dotted with National Guard tanks, bazookas, and heavy machine guns. Overhead, Pop the Magic Dragon helicopters pick off black snipers in the grandstand. Representing an atomic holocaust as the band plays its own rendition of The Party's Over. Watch while the remaining band members are blown sky high to meet the brown and gold dirigibles hovering overhead. Of Burt Bacharach. Toby Atwell, the sole surviving member of the University of Minnesota Marching Band, will play on his battered tuba, That's What You Get When You Fall in Love.
Boom, 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 boom
Auditions for new band members will be held on Tuesday in the basement of Blackwood Hall.
You can be a poet, a fighter, or a king. You make your world or end it as you please. It's waiting there to take, my friend, and all you have to do is get your act together and be free. I can't remember the rest of these lyrics. I'll just hum it. I don't know.
The struggle to achieve, the joy of accomplishment, the pride of taking one's place in the world. For most of us, it's a challenge and a birthright. But for the victims of cognitive dissonance, that challenge may seem a crushing burden.
I just can't handle the guitar this morning.
For years, we have dismissed the victims of this dread disease as underachievers, dead weight, or even welfare chiselers. But now, through the research done by the Cognitive Dissonance Foundation, we can finally call this disease by its proper name.
Damn D7 chord, I hate it.
The best way to isolate and stamp out this crippler is through cognitive dissonance self-examination. Look for these 5 danger signals. Is it hard to get up in the morning? Have you quit shaving? Do you enjoy watching television more than anything else? Have you ever said, I can't handle it?
I can't deal with it this morning.
Do you look forward to the past?
Things are so much easier when I say it.
If you have any of these danger signals, it's not too late. Simply send a check to the Cognitive Dissonance Foundation, Sun City, Arizona. Remember, we don't spend a penny of your money on pointless research. It all goes to understanding. Won't you give generously that we can stamp out cognitive dissonance in your lifetime?
So get your act together and be free. Can I take a nap now? I brought my rug.
Randy? Randy, are you still awake?
Yeah, I just got done praying.
I heard you praying, so I thought you still might be awake.
Was I praying too loud?
Oh, no, no. I like hearing you pray. All the guys in the cabin say your prayers are really inspiring.
Well, it's been an inspiration to be here at Bible Camp, Chuck.
God bless you, Randy.
You know, I just can't seem to get this evening's campfire off my mind.
Boy, wasn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
You know, it really seems amazing to me that out of all the people who live in Minnesota, that this particular group of people would have gathered at this particular time, at this particular place.
It's a little more than amazing, Chuck. It's a miracle.
Randy, do you think Jesus had anything to do with this?
You know it.
You know, I think that if it would have been any other group of people, Bible Camp just wouldn't have been the same.
Really? And wasn't Reverend Erickson's sermon a beaut?
Oh, boy, was it ever. And what a comparison, too. You know, I never really thought about it before, but a lot of people really are like pieces of birchwood falling to the forest floor. Clean and white and shining on the outside and rotten to the core on the inside.
And some people are rotten on the inside and the outside.
You mean like Kevin?
Kevin is right.
I couldn't believe that tonight.
Me either.
Right in the middle of the prayer.
He could have held it.
You know it. He said he couldn't hold it, but you know he could have held it.
I've held him much longer than that.
I held him all the way through church sometimes.
I held one in a car once for 2.5 hours.
God bless you, Randy. You know, I caught Kevin smoking by the outhouse again this morning, and I told him if I caught him smoking one more time, I was going to turn him in.
Well, you should have.
Oh, I was going to, but Dottie says he comes from a broken home, and that's why he acts the way he does sometimes.
Well, Dottie ought to know what she's talking about. She's getting her degree in child psych.
Yeah, I know.
You know, but she said something else that makes real good sense to me.
What's that?
Our bodies are the temples in which our spirits dwell. And it's our Christian duty to keep those temples both healthy and clean.
Boy, Kevin sure got a grungy temple.
I mean, it helped me take a bath once in a while. Have you seen a tartar on his teeth?
Like the size of an old swimming pool.
Really?
He's got dandruff all over him.
Snowflake kid.
He eats scab. He just makes me puke all over. But you know, Randy, you gotta remember, Jesus loves him just as much as he does everybody else.
Well, somehow I find that hard to believe.
How come?
All right, Jesus is perfect, right?
Right.
And we're supposed to be trying to be like Jesus, which means we're trying to be perfect, right?
Yeah.
Well, if somebody falls as short of the mark as Kevin does, how can Jesus possibly love him as much as the rest of the guys?
Well, I think the way it works is Jesus loves everybody equally, but he respects some people more than others.
Thanks for explaining that to me, Chuck.
Oh, sure.
Hey, wasn't Reverend Erickson a stitch tonight?
Boy, what a card.
Boy, I couldn't believe those songs, especially 99 Bottles of Pop on the Wall.
John J. Philip
Jingle Hirschmidt.
Boy, where does he get those songs?
He made them up.
He did?
He must have.
Oh, wow. Did you know that snipe hunt was a joke when we first started?
No way!
No way, no way. I didn't know. And that dork Benson thought he caught me.
All it was a baby raccoon.
Yeah. I almost died laughing when he reached into that sack and pulled that raccoon out of there. Randy, do rabies shots hurt?
I don't know.
I hope not. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. I'll tell you, though, Chuck, the thing I'm going to remember my whole life from tonight was those testimonials.
Oh, yeah. Weren't they beautiful?
Just beautiful.
Okay. Explain this to me if it isn't a miracle. That out of the 50 kids around the campfire tonight, 48 of them pledged to go into the ministry.
You bet.
Randy, do you think Jesus had anything to do with this?
You know it.
Oh, silly question, huh? You know, out of all the testimonials, I like yours the best.
Thanks, Chuck. I just decided that even if I have to learn a foreign language or eat foreign foods, I'm going to go to Iran and be a missionary.
God bless you, Randy.
Thank you, Chuck. But you're not exactly taking the easy road either.
Yeah, but going into the parish ministry is pretty tame compared to trying to convert the Ayatollah.
Yeah. But if you think it's going to be a piece of cake, you're mistaken. It could be tough as nails, depending on where you set it up. You know where you're going to go yet?
Well, Donnie said I should go to some godforsaken place where the word of God hasn't been heard for a long time. Maybe South St. Paul.
Well, I'll say this much, Chuck. If it was Dottie's idea to go to South St. Paul, do it. It's a good idea. She's great.
Oh, yeah, she is. And she doesn't look 22 either.
No way. Not a day over 18.
Oh, she's still young.
She's the best counselor up here, hands down.
Oh, sure.
I mean, I find her really spiritually stimulating.
Me too. I really like her.
I really like her.
I really like her.
I mean, I really, really like her. I think I love her, Chuck. I really do.
Randy, I don't know how to tell you this, but Dottie's promised to marry me.
What?
Uh-huh. She promised to go in the parish ministry with me.
Don't kid me about this.
I'm not kidding you.
She told me she was coming to Iran with me.
We've been meeting in the sacristy every morning after matins.
Well, I've been meeting her in a chapel after vespers.
Randy, how far have you gone with her?
Well, all the way, I think.
What do you mean, you think?
Well, I did everything I could think of. You too? Oh, no! No!
Why did you think Jesus had anything to do with it?
No way! This was the devil's work!
Now I know how it feels to be a piece of rotten birch wood.
I feel like a stump with Dutch elm disease. I should have known it was just a cheap temptation. Like the time Joseph ran away from the Pharaoh's daughter and left his clothes hanging in her hands.
Did she play that game with you too?
Oh!
Old bag.
Oh, I wish I could talk to Reverend Erickson.
Well, this shoots the summer for me, boy.
Oh, well, don't let it get you down, Chuck. I mean, there's been so many good things that have happened. Reverend Erickson says we should try to look at the positive side, you know, like in the Bible. Well, maybe she was intentionally sent here from heaven to test our mettle as Christians, to see if we've got the stuff to carry the banner of Christianity. Maybe she's going to be the very thing to prepare me for my work in Iran. And you in South St. Paul. You know, Maybe by just turning our backs on her and standing on our own two feet and saying, I don't need you, Daddy, we're going to become the men that God wants us to be.
Oh, cram it, Randy.
Like to do an important song for you, a woman's ballad. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I realize I am a woman. Sometimes I wake up in the afternoon and I know I am a woman. Sometimes we wake up in the night and we know that we are women. Woman, and there were men all over the place, and still I was a woman, and it was dark, stark in the park, and there were men all over the place, and the men were jogging, fishing, playing softball, riding bicycles.
Hildegard Crenshaw awakes to the gentle electronic chirp of her clock radio. She eases out of her Sealy posturpedic bed, then goes into the bathroom for her morning water massage. Setting the pulse to high, she washes from her liquid soap dispenser, shampoos with her pH balanced shampoo while singing a medley of her current favorite pop tune.
At the Copa, staying alive, staying alive.
She turns off the water massage just before the point of arousal, then performs a total body buff with chamois cloth and musk oil. She brushes her teeth with Pearl Drops toothpolish.
Mm, what a great feeling.
Deodorizes thoroughly, then goes into the kitchen for her instant breakfast, her instant coffee with two drops of sweet and low, and her Geritol.
I think I'll hate myself.
She leaves her apartment for her heated underground garage, where she hops into her Ford Pinto, pumps it two times, and heads out for her destination, Marquette Parking Ramp. She parks her car and walks to the elevator.
Good morning, ma'am. I am from the Zealous Bakers for Christ.
Hello.
We're a religious cooking commune. Did you know the word bread is mentioned in the Bible over 1,500 times?
No, I didn't. How interesting.
Yes. Thousands of our members have been ravaged by an epidemic yeast infection.
Mm.
So we have launched a worldwide bake sale to pay for the needed sulfa drugs.
No, thank you.
Two Christian crullers for a dollar.
No, thank you.
Oh, I'm sure you will like them.
No, thank
but
you.
If you don't, you will probably go to hell.
Not wishing to carry the confrontation any further, Hildegard employs a technique drawn from the writings of Wayne Dyer. She feigns an epileptic fit. The religious elite mistakes this bogus seizure for a cardiac arrest and immediately begins massive heart massage. Shrieking in agony, Hildegard passes out. The religious elite flees in panic. Hildegard Crenshaw is about to have a very interesting day.
Where am I?
Hey, don't be afraid. I'm here to help you. How about a nice cup of coffee for you, huh?
I'm a mess.
Well, you were found spread-eagled in the bottom of a downtown elevator.
Oh.
Judging from that massive bruise on your left breast, you've been assaulted.
What is this place?
This is the Greater Metropolitan Crime Victim Crisis Center.
Oh.
We are sponsored by 5 government agencies and several independent foundations. Oh, right now, why don't we just start out simply? I want you to tell me exactly how bad it was.
Oh, goodness, it really wasn't all that bad. You see, I was merely on my way to work when I was confronted by this religious zealot in the elevator, and then in order to avoid a confrontation, I feigned a grand mal seizure. And that's the last thing I remember.
And while you lay there in that vulnerable, unconscious state, that so-called disciple raped you.
I wasn't raped.
Don't be ashamed. If the current trend continues, by 1985, 81% of all women will have been sexually assaulted.
My goodness.
Terrifying.
Yes.
All right. You entered that elevator alone.
Mm-hmm.
It was small,
mm-hmm.
close,
mm-hmm.
dark. The door closed behind you and...
I turned.
And there he was.
She was.
His arms the size of hands.
Bread loaves.
Fingers crusted with grease.
Flour.
Suddenly he was upon
she...
you. You were trapped.
I was.
The air was stifling.
Mm-hmm.
He made you feel ashamed. He made you feel debased. He made you feel degraded.
He did.
Oh. He ruined you?
No.
All right. Now tell me, how do you feel about your life right now?
I guess it's ruined, too.
That's where you are wrong.
I am.
We are women, we are raped, we are A-OK.
Am I supposed to repeat that after you?
If you can relate to it, you can repeat it.
All right.
We are women.
We are women.
We are raped.
We are raped.
We are A-OK.
We are A-OK.
Now alone.
We are women. We are raped. We are A-OK.
Very good. I'm going to get you some pamphlets that describe the 81 referral agencies that make up our caring community.
Oh, goody.
I'll be right back. And don't worry. You are going to get all the counseling you need.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You're so nice. She's such a nice lady. Wait a second. I wasn't raped.
Oh, God, I'm late for work!
Hey, what's the matter?
Oh, hello. You don't know the way to the Marquette parking ramp, do you?
Sure.
Oh, good, good.
Hey, your clothes are a mess.
Yeah, I have a run in my new nylon.
Yeah, look, my name's Biffle.
Oh, hello, Biffle.
You cool?
Yes, I am a little chilly.
You want to smoke?
No, tobacco's bad for your health.
Oh, no, this isn't tobacco.
Oh, marijuana.
Well, actually, it's opium.
Oh.
I like it. It leads to the hard stuff, you know? Hey, look, maybe you'd like to come over to my place for a new set of clothes.
Oh, yes.
You know, I got a lot of girls over there. They love to share everything, you know what I mean? I mean, hey, maybe you could even work for me, you know?
Oh, well, what line of work are you in?
Social work.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. I run a very discreet escort service.
What's it called?
Dial a whore, baby.
Hey, Biffo, Stenvig, undercover.
Oh, hey, Chuck.
How you doing, Biffo? Shots, FBI.
Oh, nice shirt, Shots.
Hey, Biffo, what's this dirt here on your shirt?
Huh?
Here!
Oh, hey, watch
him. Hey, Biffo, wish you'd quit doing that.
Oh,
get in your crotch in front of my knee.
Oh, but I...
Oh, all right, take him out. Take all right, what's in your shirt pocket?
Heart, uppers in his shoe.
Diamonds in his pants.
Speed.
Bladder.
Lewd.
Opium.
I like it. It leads to the harder stuff.
You're under arrest, bitch.
Oh, yeah?
Look, he's having some kind of seizures. He's foaming at the mouth.
Hey, Biffo, one of your girls is going through withdrawals.
Not my girl. I just met her.
Yeah, man. Keeping your girls on the step, huh?
Yeah, no way.
Get the
Where am I?
Hey, don't be afraid. I'm here to help you.
What is this place?
This is the Greater Metropolitan Detox Center. Oh. It's a communal living space for chemically dependent felons.
Mm.
See, the cops busted you and your friend for possession. He got the slammer, you got the alternative.
I really feel fuzzy.
Well, that's the tranquilizer. They had to give it to you to counteract your painful withdrawal symptoms from smack.
Oh, no, I think they made a mistake. I'll be going home now.
Fine, nobody's going to stop you. But once you set one foot outside that door, you're going to be up for trial just like your old friend Biffo.
All right.
Hey, look, you've been hit with some pretty heavy stuff today, but you can handle it because you've got friends in this place who've all been there before.
Where's my pillow?
Come on, knock it off. Let's get down and make a circle. Come on, come on. All right. Now, I want to start off by giving focus to a guy who's really come a long way. Hey, Jeff, you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you all the way.
All right. Now, Jeff got him put in charge of dish detail a week ago.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got to confess to you, I never thought you'd get on top of it. But damn it, those dishes have never been cleaner, drier, or stacked in neater piles. Good work, man.
Thanks a lot, yeah. You know, I thought washing dishes was just for wimps, but no way. I got into it. I started it, I finished it, and I feel good. And you know what they say about Lux? It's true.
Yeah, I can see myself in those dishes now, man.
Yeah, and take these hands.
They're smooth, man.
Yeah, they're nice.
Man. All right. Now, Fritz, hey, man, you wake here?
Yeah.
All right. Look, pal, we had ourselves a pretty heavy session last week, but I think you left some things unsaid, so let them out today, man. You go with it.
Oh, I don't know.
All right,
Fritz.
Hey, all right. You know what it's like to be the product of three generations of inbreeding?
Oh, my.
My German father used to beat my mother regularly with a copy of Mein Kampf.
Hey.
My mother, who was also my sister, and she was also my cousin Ralph from Melrose, and I never understood that. She left when I was a kid. I had to quit school. I started smuggling narcotics and cheap tequila.
Yeah.
I was imprisoned in Mexico for 3 years. I've been married and divorced. I can't relate to anything. My life has no meaning.
All right, Fritz. Look, man, what you gotta do is tell your old man to get off your back.
Get off my back.
Yeah, he's still there, man.
Get off my back.
Bummer.
Hey, that was good work there, man. Can you sit with it?
Yeah, don't touch me. I'm a bleeder.
Right. Get on there, buddy. Okay, everybody. We got a new member with us today, and I want to give a focus. Her name is Hildegard Crenshaw, and she has been hit with some pretty heavy stuff. Mm. She got raped, hooked on drugs, into prostitution.
All right.
Yeah, I do that, didn't you? And naturally, all of this blew away a pretty promising career. So, Hildy, if you got anything to say, you go with it, because we're all friends here, right?
I'm
here. Yeah, go ahead. Let it flow.
All right, I'll try to flow. I guess I knew it was going to be a pretty bad day when I woke up this morning because I must have slept on my pillow funny. You ever do that? You get those funny little creases all over your face and they never come out?
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, and later on I broke this nail, this one right here. Can you see that? And I didn't have any nail forms to replace it.
Yeah, them things smart.
Yeah, and also I've been taking Pamperin once a month so I wouldn't get water weight gain. Well, I woke up this morning and I realized I'd forgotten to take it and I was all swollen and puffy all over.
Yeah, that water weight gain's a bad scene.
Yeah, it's so unattractive. Oh,
what is she talking about?
She's falling in the barrel!
Where am I?
Don't be afraid. I'm here to help you.
Who are
Hildegard.
Hello, Hildegard. This is the Greater Metropolitan Psychiatric Ward.
I really am the president.
How did I get here?
My, we've had a busy day.
We have?
Oh, yes. We've been raped, hooked on drugs, into prostitution.
Oh, we have been busy.
Yes. A complete psychotic collapse was bound to occur.
I'm crazy.
Uh-huh.
Will I be here long?
Probably, but don't worry. Plenty of intelligent people have died in an insane asylum.
Oh, that's comforting.
Yes. Well, let's line up for our quarantine, shall we?
Oh, that'll
here
be fun.
Okay, Butch, take your pills now.
My mouth
swallow. That's a good boy. Now your turn, Max.
Pardon me?
Please. Max, take the nice Thorazine.
Oh, thank you.
That's good.
What a sterile.
Never mind. Your turn, Hildy.
Oh, good.
Take the nice pills.
I'll swallow,
swallow.
It.
Swallow.
Okay.
Good. Good girl.
Oh. What's in my nose?
Don't pull those tubes out. They're there to help you. You've been moved to the Greater Metropolitan Intensive Care Ward.
Well, what am I doing here?
Well, the combination of drugs you've taken today could have killed a horse. Now all your vital functions are being performed by that machine.
I just want to go home.
That's out of the question. You're brain dead. Oh.
Will you pull out this plug?
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear you say that because I know it's physiologically impossible.
I'll pull it out myself.
That's an ethical decision I wouldn't want to make.
Oh, this must be a moral dilemma. I mean, on the one hand, do I have the right to take a human life? And on the other hand, can I function normally as a vegetable? I just know they'd fire me from work and I wouldn't be able to vote and they'd revoke my driver's license. I don't know what to do about this. This is difficult. I'm going to pull out the tube. Huh? I'm alive. I'm alive.
I hope you can live with yourself after doing that.
Parking ramp, thank God. Daddy!
Oh, baby. Your mother and I have been worried sick about you.
Daddy.
Ever since you joined up with those zealous beggars for Christ.
No,
you haven't
Daddy.
Been the same.
No.
The sex.
No, not
the
all
drugs.
No.
The breakdown.
No, Daddy.
Oh, listen, kitten. I got someone here who I think can help you.
Huh?
We have police permission to hold this elevator until the deprogramming is complete.
No.
Do you realize the pain and anguish you called your parents?
No, Mark.
Could you possibly hope to achieve eternal salvation through unbleached flowers?
After 6 weeks of intensive deprogramming, Hildegard eventually cracked and confessed her allegiance with the zealous Bakers for Christ. Today, at the age of 28, Hildegard leads the life of any normal 12-year-old.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Hildegard's story is living testimony to the resiliency of the human spirit, the devotion of a loving family, and the inner strength of a young girl. Hildegard's story was eventually sold and featured in the January issue of Ladies' Home Journal. Movie rights are pending.
I was eastbound on I-80 in the land of the cactus and the rodeo, where the coyote howls and the cold winds blow, and your only friend is your CB radio. Well, I saw no bear and I was making good time, hauling toilets and turpentine. I was near Cheyenne and feeling fine when I heard a good buddy calling Breaker 19.
Turn that crap off, will you?
Thank you, sir.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, brother, you know, I thought that CB radio stuff was over about 3 years ago.
Not Wyoming.
That's not the point, man. I mean, the CB fad is still covering the country. I mean, look at this. We're driving a brand new car. It's got a CB radio built right into the dashboard.
Yeah, well, nowadays you need them to find out how far it is in front of the gas line.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy, what a boring state, huh?
Well, cheer up. By morning, we'll be in Nebraska.
I'm roused, man. Thank you.
Some more no-dos?
Yeah, give me about, like, 8 or 10.
That's really great stuff, you know? It's like 10 cups of coffee, but you never have to pee.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think I passed out between my eyeballs about 3 hours back.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, look, why don't we turn on the CB and see if we can get somebody?
Oh, come on now. We promised Phil Spar Motors we wouldn't mess with anything. We're supposed to just deliver the car and leave it.
Look, if anything goes wrong, we'll tell them in New York that's the way we got the car in L.A.
Okay.
Sure.
Fill them with that thing over there until we get a hold of it.
Okay, here. Take the mic, Rex.
Thanks.
Yeah. You know how to use that thing?
Yeah, I'm an expert, man. I must have heard that damn song Convoy 10,000 times.
Oh.
Breaker 1-9.
Oh, we got
Breaker 1-9. This here's Meatball. I'm coming out of Cody, Wyoming, moving up on Cheyenne, eastbound on I-80, about 5 miles east of Walker, Wyoming, and I'm looking for anybody at my front door. Come on.
Front door?
Oh, yeah. He means in front of us.
Front door means in front. Oh, cool.
Breaker 1-9. This here is the, California Streamer.
Hey!
We're headed east on I-80, and we're on your front door. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, you gotta say that.
Come on.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
10-4, California Streamer. Mercy sakes alive, by golly, it's good to find somebody out there with me. For sure. I'm a hauling duck decoys and hunting rifles in the Cheyenne. What all are you hauling? Come on.
Now we got a real cowboy here.
Breaker 1-9, this is the California Streamer. We're hauling ass.
10-4, good buddy. I know just what you mean. Where are you hauling ass to? Come on.
You want some grass?
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Breaker 1-9, this here is the California Streamer. We're headed east to New York State for the Jazz Festival. Come on.
Well, golly, good buddy, you got yourself a long haul. But you know, out on that East Coast, you got to look out for them pussy-footing liberals and Rusky lovers. You know what I mean?
Real?
Come on.
Rusky lovers?
Breaker 1-9, we're not going to see any Rusky lovers, man. We're going to the Jazz Festival to see Ella Fitzgerald break a glass.
Golly, a jazz festival? Say, maybe Merle Haggard will be there. Come on.
This guy's unreal.
Hey, what kind of rig you driving, good buddy? By myself, I'm driving a Peterbilt 18-wheeler. Come on.
Hey, tell him we're driving a Mack. He'll like that.
Breaker 1-9, we're driving a Mack. Who's y'all?
Yep.
Thank you,
Paul. You're driving a what?
Hey, man, it's a Peugeot. It's a car made in France. Come on.
You get one of them furring jobs.
Furring?
You know, good buddy, you ought to buy American. Come on.
God, what a jerk.
We didn't buy it. We're delivering it from Los Angeles to New York. Come on.
Delivering it?
Definitely.
Wait a minute. You got a drive away.
Yeah, man. Drive away. Come on.
By golly, you know, that ain't exactly trucking, but I guess it's kind of professional in a way. Come on.
Oh, yup.
Hey, but tell me, good buddy, you seen any bears up there? Come on.
Bears?
State troopers.
Bears are...
No, smoky.
Oh. Give me the mic.
Oh.
Hey, Meatball. Meatball. This year's cow pie. This here's cow pie, Meatball. What kind of bear are you looking for? Grizzly bear? I got a koala bear in the back seat. How about some bear ass?
Breaker 1-9, where the heck did this cow pie come from? I was talking to the California Streamer about Smokey. Come on.
Hey, pork ball. That's too bad about Smokey, good buddy. He died in a forest fire. Come on.
Wait just a gold darn minute there, California Streamer. Is this here cow pie riding nut riding with you? I mean, where the heck are you anyhow? Come on.
Tell them where we are.
Well, now, meatwad. We're located at, we're at Deer Crossing. Small town, we ain't there anymore. Come on.
Hey, I do not copy, cow pie. Where the heck is deer crossing? Come on.
Well now, foul ball. Mercy sakes alive, good buddy. For sure, for sure. You can take this whole state of yours, you can shove it up your back door, buddy.
This here's a rubber duck.
Hey, Greaseball. Hey, Ball Bearing. You still there? Hey, Ball Peen. No. Meatloaf.
Oh, that's unreal.
You know, those truckers are all on
pills. Yeah.
And you know, they don't get stoned, they get stupid.
Oh, boy. Oh, hey. Hey, you know, you know, Wyoming isn't such a bad state when you get into it. I mean, it's flat, but that's infinity, man.
The sky. It's big. Look at it.
You're looking at the roof of the car.
Breaker 19. This here's Meatball. I'm coming out of Cody, Wyoming, eastbound on I-80, about 10 miles east of Walker, Wyoming. Any truckers got your ears on?
I think I want to transcend the scene.
I'm hot on the prowl for a pink Peugeot with California license plates. Any truckers out there want to get in a little hippie hunting? Come on.
Breaker 19, this here shotgun. Mm. I just passed Walker myself, and sure as shooting, I'm up for a little hippie hunting. Come on.
Breaker 19, this is the Midnight Man and the Lazy Lou's truck stop.
I heard about her shoes.
There's 30 or 40 of us hot mamas sitting around here doing nothing, and we'd be mighty pleased to assist you in a little hippie hunt. Come on.
God, 30 or 40 of
us
doing Lazy
Lou's
trying to...
Turn up on 83.
Breaker 19, this here's sudden death. Mercy sakes alive, if I ain't coming up Highway 83 leading a convoy, and we all want to eat a hippie. Come on.
Get in that cornfield, we'll ditch him. Breaker 19, that pink poo don't just turn into a cornfield. Shall we pursue them? Come on. Cornfield or no cornfield, let's go get them, boys.
Hey, we got a flat tire. Come on, up the stairs of the truck.
Let's go. Hurry up. Let me in that jack, man. You got me spared. You got it? Let's get back in the car. Let's go.
Spare on, you drove right off the jack.
Let's get going.
The whole car, man.
Oh, my back.
Oh, hurry up. They're going to kill us.
Kill us? Didn't you see Deliverance?
You
know, we were hot on the California stream of fail, burning up asphalt, raising a hell. Hundreds of truckers who would not fail to see that highway justice would prevail. Well, truckers poured into 48 states. We chased that Sujo down the Great Lakes, the mighty old convoy, the land of the free, landing the country from sea to shining sea. And remember, boys, we gotta make it look like an accident.
Between the Ears was written and performed by Dudley Riggs' brave new workshop in Minneapolis. Included in the cast were Susan Fuller, Jeffrey Gadbois, Mark Keller, Scott Novotny, Rita Paskins, and John Wehrman. Music by Susan Hesse. Live sound effects by Don Fitzwater. Right Between the Ears was directed for the stage by John Remington and produced for radio by Tom Bagley. Right Between the Ears was recorded live in Minneapolis by Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting. The 1980 Earplay season was produced in Madison, Wisconsin by the Earplay staff. Deborah Hall, Howard Gelman, Marv Nunn, David Patz, Christine Powers, and Mel Czar. The project director is Carl Schmitz. This is Carrie Frumkin for Earplay. Earplay is produced at WHA for National Public Radio under grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts.